From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the world capital of country music, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Ray Price.
You tell me that you care, but now you're gone. You got me crying. No use denying. You done me wrong. If I could look inside your heart, maybe I would know the reason why you are leaving me all alone. Well, you know it's not so. When you say it, try it, well, you know you lied. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you went and left me here so lonely? I miss you only for all of you. Ever make you sad, so you'd be mad enough to hurt me and desert me far so long. Well, you're telling everyone what you done. You think it's funny. Well, listen, honey, you done me wrong. For you know it's not so. When you say it, try it, well, you know you lied. I didn't do one wrong thing to you. Won't you tell me, baby, why you ain't left me here so lonely? I meant you only for all of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And great big hello to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Boy, there's a big lineup of your Opry favorites waiting to visit with you tonight. Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir, Grant Turner. And as my special guest, I've invited over a boy who sings a fine country song, the Columbia record star, Johnny Harton. Now, Johnny will be along in just a minute, but right now we're laying out to welcome Matt for a fellow who's always welcome at the Grand Ole Opry. He's Hohenwald's number one citizen, the teller of tall tales, Rod Brasfield. Rod, how are you?
Boy, it's hot tonight, ain't it?
It sure is.
You can just call me old Lamplight Brasfield from now on.
Why?
Cause every gal in town has turned me down.
Say, Rod, how's things down on the farm?
Oh, just fine, Ray, just fine. I've got one old hen down there on the farm that lays 7 eggs in 5 days. That way she's got the whole weekend all to herself. So then, brother, she needs it, you know what I mean? I've got used to milking my cows every morning at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir. And the other day, I got up early, and I went to milking about 2 hours before 6 o'clock, and, you know, before the old cows woke up.
Yeah.
I was just milking away, and this old cow woke up, and she turned around and looked at me and said, well, thank heavens it's you. I thought I was being robbed.
Rodney, by the way, now that we're talking, how's your girlfriend, Susan?
Oh, she's just fine, just getting fat, that's all.
Getting fat?
I'm telling you, that gal's getting so fat, she's got sides that I ain't never seen yet. That's the truth. I'm having trouble getting my arms around her.
She's so big?
Yeah, I sure am. The only time I can hug her is when I catch her inhaling.
Well, Rod, tell me, how much does she weigh now?
Oh, she weighs 200 pounds and 150 ounces. And, brother, when she flounces, them ounces all bounces. But I love that gal. I'm telling you, she's a honey. I love her because she looks to me just like a wax doll.
A wax doll.
The only trouble is this extreme hot weather, all that wax is run down to one place, you know what I mean? And bow-legged, that gal is so bow-legged, she couldn't head a sow in a ditch.
No kidding.
The only woman I ever saw that could walk down the bowling alley while a game's going on. Well, Ray, I would like to stay here and visit with you, but it sure is hot, ain't it?
It's hot.
I've got to go down to the veterinarian. That there's that horse doctor.
Yeah.
I've got to go down there and see about them elephants.
What elephants?
Oh, you didn't hear about that terrible accident that happened in Hornwall last week?
No.
Oh, good gracious, Ray. We had a terrible accident. There's a circus was playing Hornwall.
Yeah.
And they had a show there. And right about the middle ways of the show, they had a big bunch of them elephants parading around in the arena there.
Yeah.
You know how they hook them together with their snout caught to the other's tail and everything, you know.
Yeah.
You know how they're sort of hooked up together?
Yeah.
Well, sir, one of them big old elephants stumbled and fell and jerked four knots, four tails out of four other elephants. By that, I've got to go see about it.
All right, Roger.
You know, Ray, that Rod Brassfield sure makes a lot of folks happy, doesn't he?
You bet he does, Grant. He's a great performer.
You know something else that always gives a wonderful performance? That's Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Yes, sir, every time you put a match to PA, you get that natural tobacco taste. You see, Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And then that fine tobacco's rich, natural flavor is held and heightened by PA's own special process. So pipe full after pipe full, that natural tobacco taste is there for you to enjoy.
Yes, sir, Grant. And what's more, Prince Albert is crimp cut to pack neat and firm in your pipe. Smoked smooth and long burning. No wonder that everyday PA is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
So all you pipe and makings men listening in, why not find out for yourselves why Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. So get one of those handy red tins of Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, sir, it's guest time at our Grand Ole Opry, so what do you say we have a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome for Johnny Harton?
Awful glad to have you with us here. I believe this is your first time.
It sure is, and it's a real privilege to be here on the Grand Ole Opry, the Prince Albert portion of it, and I just don't have words to express it, Ray.
Well, Johnny, we're real proud to have you here, and we're proud of the big, great hit number that you got out. Would you sing it for us?
Be real happy to.
All right.
I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm living fast and dangerously. I've got plenty of company when the moon comes up and the sun goes down. That's when I want to see the lights of town, 'cause I'm a honky-tonk man and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? It takes a pretty little gal to get you feeling fine. That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mine. With the jukebox a moaning, a honky-tonk sound, that's when I wanna lay my money down. 'Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Well, so that was mighty fine, Johnny. Now let you and me grab some partners and join a Grand Ole Opry Dancers of the Square Dance of Soul to Joy with Cousin Lou Children. Talk.
Hey, hey, man, you swing more than I swing, pole swing, and yeah, from Arkansas. All the places that I've been to, they've been grabbed, you're holding, going in. Swing around and swing high, swing low, and grab it down and go see through. But take a rabbit and take a squirrel, take a boom girl around the world, and everybody swing your pot now. Everything goes to the end, get down, holding in the winter, and house, still, whoa, you whoa. Run, take your feet back, swing your swing back, get the boom up forward, be careful and come up forward, everybody swing. Gypsy Joe and everybody swing around. Tickle heel and tickle toe and grab that gal, but away you go. Josie Joe and everybody swing them again. Oh, swing them high, swing low, take them home.
You know, we always enjoy good country dancing and music and fun, and we always get a lot of satisfaction for this special moment of our Grand Ole Opry show. This is the time we settle down a bit and sing a sacred song. Tonight is a special, special moment because our song is one of the finest old hymns ever written. Thanks a whole lot. Right now, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Ray, do you find that your taste habits change from year to year?
Well, Grant, some of my tastes change, but one thing I stick with for sheer pleasure is Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You see, I know that every time I roll up PA in an OCB paper, it's sure to please my taste.
Well, it's that way with a lot of Macon's men. Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Macon's men like the easy way PA rolls and smokes so mild and tasty. Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And then the rich flavor of this fine tobacco is held and heightened by PA's own special process.
And PA is crimp-cut to roll easy. It won't blow around or dribble out the end.
Friends, roll your next Macon cigarette with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The Bruce Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, you're coming up right now, some old-fashioned piano playing, strictly Grand Ole Opry style. Here's Miss Dilwood with a 12th Street Rag.
Thank you.
thank you, Dale. That was real fine. Well, sir, here's one of the highlights of my Saturday night coming up, and I'll bet it be one of yours, too. Because here comes our gal Saturday, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
You sure look pretty tonight.
Thank you, Minnie.
Oh, I love them suits. Got all them motion pictures on them there. Oh, there's a whole lot happening on that in the race, ain't there? The engines fighting one another. Well, see, though, I don't believe, though, I'm so tuckered out tonight. I'm just plumb tuckered out. I don't believe even if a feller looked like he was going to grab me and kiss me, I don't believe I could run. And he'd probably get away. Yes, sir. You know, I've been worried about my brother. Mammy's she's made up her mind that this summer, brother's going to get him a job. So he started looking for a job. He was real lucky the first 2 days. He didn't get none. No, he couldn't find a job. He was so happy every afternoon he'd come home, couldn't find a job. Finally went over to Ms. Markham's and asked her if she had anything he could do. He said, Ms. Markham, any kind of work I do, I just throw myself into my work. She said, good, come over next week and dig me a well. Well, he went over to Centerville, Tennessee. That's about, I reckon 3 miles from Grinder Switch. And he got him a job over there delivering papers early in the morning. Oh, he said it was so nice because most of the folks left him a quart of milk there, you know, so he could drink. Yeah, wasn't that nice? Them folks is nice at Centerville, ain't they? Well, so though, I tell you, Uncle Nabob started out of the house the other night. Him and Aunt Ambrosie been feuding lately. And he started out of the house the other night, and Aunt Ambrosie says, where are you going? Uncle Nabob says, I'm going over to see Lem Tuckett. Said he's got a case of streptococcus. Aunt Ambrosie says, you fools will drink anything, won't you? Well, so though, it's just so hot down at Grinder Switch. I'd invite all of you to go down and spend Sunday with us tomorrow, but it's just so hot. Uncle Nabob come by the house the other day, and he says, you know, it's just so hot. I woke up this morning, and it was so hot, I thought I'd done died and went where folks have been telling me to go all these years. Bye now. See you next
week. We always get a big kick out of talking to Minnie, and we always get a lot of pleasure listening to our guest, Johnny Harton. How about another song from Johnny, huh? Johnny, I tell you, I'd like to hear you sing a song that I heard you singing early this morning. Would you do it for me?
I'd be real happy to.
All right.
Now, this is a story about the Rock Island Line. The Rock Island Line, she run down in New Orleans. Just before you get into New Orleans, why, they got a big toll gate. Well, you got to pay the man just some money. Of course, you got certain things on board, you're okay. You don't have to pay the man nothing. Right now, we see a train to pull in the station. Driver stick his head out the window and yell down at the man. I got pigs. I got horses. I got cows. I got sheep. I got all livestock. I got all livestock. I got all livestock. And the man said, boy, you okay? You're going through. He don't have to pay nothing. So the man ain't going through. Train get on down away from the station. Well, it starts picking up a little bit of steam. Then it starts picking up a little bit of speed. Driver think he's safe on down the line from man, so he stick his head out to win and he yell back down the line at the man. I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron. I got old pig iron. I say where I'm going, boy. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, I got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station at the Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right, I may be wrong. I bet you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, I got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station at the Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm free from sin. The good Lord's a-coming for to see me again. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you want to ride, I got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station at the Rock Island Line.
A, B, C, W, X, Y, C. The cat's undercover, but he don't see me. Down a Rock Island line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island line, she's a mighty good road. You want to ride, you gotta ride it like you're trying to get your ticket at the station at the Rock Island line. Down a Rock Island line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island line, she's a mighty good road. You want to ride, you gotta ride it like you're trying to get your ticket at the station at the Rock Island line. Hey, John!
Thank you, Johnny, and you come back and see us any old time you're in the neighborhood, won't you? Now, what do you say we get a good, healthy bundle of fine guitar playing? Here's our favorite picker, Chet Atkins! Thank you, Chester. Thank you just a whole lot. You know, tonight, after the show, Van and I are grabbing a plane and going to Honolulu, Hawaii for the next 10 days to work over there. And this is the only portion of the Grand Ole Opry they're able to reach over there. It's the Prince Albert Show, and we'd like to dedicate this next song to them and to all the good folks here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. It's our latest. It goes like this. No, that it's real.
trouble mind, no soon to another you will win. And that's why I'm lonely all the time.
Tonight, we sure hope you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be young sheriff himself, Aaron Young, and parents bringing along Red Savine and all the opera gang. Till then, this is Ray Price saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You win with the all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Cavalier's new blend brings you the king-size smoke with a king-size taste.
Yes, Cavalier's new blend tastes great. Light up and get this wonderful smoking experience.
Draw lots of rich, natural flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's new blend of top crop tobaccos.
Enjoy the smooth, refreshing, easygoing smoke that feels good to you puff after puff.
That's right. That's the wonderful news about the all-new Cavalier. It's a great smoke, tastes great all the way, smoke after smoke.
Today's the day for you to win new smoking enjoyment with the new, all-new Cavalier.
Today, try new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for Cavalier in the smart new pack of red, white, and gold. You'll win more smoking enjoyment with the all-new Cavalier. It's a sure winner.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.